Radio Rebell Podcast Archiv vom 3. September 2026 zum Tod von Cassandra Wilson. Thema und Überschrift: Ausschnitte aus einem Interview vom 20. November 1996. Frühen Nachmittag des 20. November 1996 vor ihrem Konzert in der Frankfurter Jahrhunderthalle zum Auftakt ihrer Deutschlandtournee hatte ich die Gelegenheit, Cassandra Wilson zu interviewen. Von dem rund 20-minütigen Interview habe ich damals nur zwei kurze Ausschnitte in meiner Sendung verwendet. Der Großteil des Interviews blieb also bis heute unveröffentlicht. 4 Monate zuvor, im Juli 1996, hatte ich Cassandra Wilson mit ihrer Band beim Jazzfestival in Montreux live erleben können und war von ihrem Konzert mehr als beeindruckt. Ich hatte als Zuhörer das Gefühl, Zeuge und Teil eines lebendigen Prozesses zu sein. Ihre Musik, ihre Band, ihre Stimme wirkten im Zusammenklang wie ein lebender Organismus, der wächst und sich im stetigen Fluss verändert. Deshalb lautete meine erste Frage, ob dies ihre Intention sei, dem Publikum ihre Musik als lebendigen Prozess zu vermitteln.
Yes, always. That's the purpose of music, is for people to be inside of it in the moment and to get direct energy from it and to give back. That's one thing I think that audiences sometimes forget, is that it's a cycle. You know, the energy pours out and it comes back, and then it becomes much more than just a musical event. It becomes something spiritual. It becomes a time for all of us to celebrate, to release, and to enjoy.
But I think especially with your music, it's more intense to listen to your live music, to your live performance, than to listen to the record.
Mm. I think because you have that added element of the audience, and that's a whole other dimension. When you have the audience there, then you're able to really create on the spot, I think, more readily, because of the energy that comes back to you. You're able to improvise and create something that is for everybody there, mm-hmm. and something that is from everybody there.
Yeah. And improvisation in this very moment is, you really compose in this very moment, mm-hmm. new music?
Yes, of course, always. Yeah. That's what jazz is about, mm-hmm. is composing in instant composition, you know, instant creation of a language that we can all speak, you know.
Not all.
Well, I mean, I may be the conduit for it. Mm-hmm. But we're all speaking it, you know, we're all inside of that moment, regardless of who the conduit is. That, you know what I mean? It's we're all connected in that moment, and we're all experiencing that language.
But you are the artist, you have the ability for creating this improvisation. We're only the listeners. And
but you're a large part of it. You're a very
really?
Large
Do you
part.
Think that?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't be out here doing this. Mm. Otherwise, it would be just for money, you know, which is great. Not that I don't like money, but I do this for the experience that I get from live performance. I think you grow as an artist, you grow as a human being when you have that kind of exchange with communication with so many different people.
Okay. Your musical style is a very fine, very sensible mixture of jazz, blues, folk, soul, and even country, and sometimes it sounds like a no man's land. Is that your goal, to develop a new kind of crossover and to explore a nowhere land of music?
It's always my goal to go where no one has gone before. I think that is specifically what jazz is about. The music is a dynamic form, and it's constantly changing. It's constantly evolving. And that's why I think I chose this jazz as my particular discipline, is because the challenge that it brings each day. There's something new that you have to uncover. There's something new that you have to unfold. You know, it's a mystery that is constantly unfolding, and that's the beauty of this particular form.
And do you need to develop your music some kind of impulse, or is it only your imagination to develop every year, every concert, this new kind of feeling and sense? Do you know what I mean? No.
Is it from myself or is it from outside of myself?
Yeah.
Is the question. It's all of that. Mm. You know, I think if you don't integrate what your life is into the music, then you're not really doing justice to the music. It has to, you know, it has to come from your day-to-day experiences, what you see, what you feel, who you meet, how you react to the people that you meet. All of that goes into the music. You know, it's not a static form. It's not, certainly, you know, there's a canon, and certainly you draw from that. But the music, in order to grow, has to have something of yourself and your own personal experiences inside of it. I think that's what really makes it great, and that's what makes it challenging for you and your audience.
Mm. I see. You prefer a very intimate and quiet musical atmosphere. Sometimes your music sounds like chamber music or even like meditation music. Can I say that?
Mm, sure.
Do you intend this? And do you have experience with meditation?
Well, I meditate all the time, of course. I have experiences with altered states of consciousness. And I think we all do. We just don't realize it, or we don't know how to tap into it. And music is a way of getting to that, you know, being able to experience those altered states of consciousness and what they bring to us, what messages we get from that.
Mm. Is that perhaps one of your intention, to show us deep thoughts, deep feelings, deep emotions, and deep conscious to us as listeners?
I don't think it's so much that I want to show as I want to share.
Mm.
I'm not there to teach, I'm there to perform.
Yeah, right. Pop music is dominated by rhythm, and as we all know, modern types of pop music tend to straight and heavy rhythms with electronic beats, but your way is absolutely different. Of course, there is always rhythm in your music, but it is more a natural kind of rhythm.
I think so. A lot of it now is implied. It's the rhythm that comes from. It's an internal rhythm. You know, it's not so obviously stated. You know, and it's I find good for me. To get away from something that is so apparent, you know, something that is so in your face, because it helps me to develop as a musician, to develop the inner rhythm and to hear that and to deal with that.
Mm. The headline of your album, New Moon Daughter, is, as I read, kind of a message. What is, please, the philosophy behind?
Well, I don't know if there's a specific philosophy. I'm not a philosopher. I think that it's what ties it all together is the moon imagery and the belief that the moon is evidence of our lives in transition, the various phases of our lives, and how those phases represent different rhythms. Different biological rhythms, different chemical rhythms, all kinds of things. And it's about the roundness of our existence. You know, it's circular. It's about life in cycles, and one is not better than the other. They're just two sides of the same coin. I hope I didn't jump all over that.
And you're also interested in the dark side of the moon?
Well, the new moon is the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
The new moon is the beginning. Actually, we have on the CD the beginning of a quarter moon, which is the first sliver of light. But the new moon is actually no light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your voice is so beautiful. Do you have trained special techniques, and or is it just your nature?
Well, thank you. I don't. I've never had any vocal training.
No.
I'm trained as a musician, and I think that that's always been my approach to my voice, is as an instrument. And I probably go through the same kinds of ways of practicing, that it's the same kind of methodology that maybe a horn player would have, you know, long tones, intervallic exercises, being able to conceptualize what I want to do with the instrument rather than concentrate on developing a voice the way a vocalist would approach that.
Is it right that your voice now is sounding deeper than years before?
Yes, it is true.
Why that?
Maturation.
That easy?
A natural process.
Please, can we get from you some short statements to your own songs from your last album, so that we can play along the songs with your comment, only short if it's possible.
Solomon Sang is it's a song that I wrote about the importance of woman, and it's my belief, maybe it's a fantasy that I have, that that Solomon did not come into his own until he realized that, after reading the book of the Bible called the Song of Solomon, where he likens the love of God to the love of woman, and that kind of passion that you have for a woman is the same kind of passion that you have for God, and it's a sensual love. It's a very powerful physical love, and that's what the song is about.
Yes.
A little warm death is a euphemism for orgasm.
Yes.
Yeah, and the joy of orgasm. Mm.
Memphis?
Memphis was taken from a dream that I had a couple of years ago, and it's I still don't understand exactly what it means, but it's just imagery from a dream that I placed inside of a song.
Find Him?
Find Him is one of those songs that popped up, I think, as it comes from a quest, a personal quest that I have. So I tried to imagine, what that quest would sound like in song, you know, what, and it's like creating a circumstance in the music for your life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very last question, stupid one, sorry, but I have to ask it. In our radio show, we have kind of a running gag. We ask every artist the same question. The question is a very old one, you know it. Imagine you're traveling to the famous lonely desert island in the sun. What LP or CD would you take with you, and please, why this one?
One?
Only one.
You can't take just one. I mean, it's crazy. How can you take just one CD? One CD, Sketches of Spain.
And why, please?
Because I like it.
Thank you very much.